From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Had a great trip to Yellowstone. Wait till you hear the stories we have coming up in September. I'm still getting over the 45-minute backup behind a bison that just decided to wander on the road. What a place. Absolutely gorgeous. Well, I didn't get to hear the puzzle last week, so you're going to have to repeat that clue for me and obviously for everybody listening.
Yes, it came from listener Tom Denk of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, take the two-letter postal abbreviations for three U.S. states, add the letter A, then the two-letter postal abbreviations for three more U.S. states, 13 letters in all. Reading from left to right, you get a familiar three-word phrase that's seen on many products. What is the phrase?
And your answer?
Answer is Made in America. That is Massachusetts, Delaware, Indiana, Maine, Rhode Island, California, plus the letter A.
Cool. Well, you know, we had close to 3,000 correct entries for this particular challenge. And from those entries, our randomly chosen winner is Sharon Werner. And she joins us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Leanne.
So what do you do there in Baton Rouge?
I'm a family practitioner.
Ah, a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, actually, submitting an answer, this was my first time.
Really?
But I've been listening for about 8 years.
All right. Okay. That puts you in a category that the longtime listeners who have never been picked, they're not going to get too mad. How long did it take you to solve this one?
Actually, it was pretty quick. It just came to me. I just visualized it, and he gave the second part of the clue, which told how many letters were in each word, and it just fit.
Good for you. So, you know what you get to do now.
I know.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You don't sound nervous. You sound excited.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, Will, meet excited Sharon. Let's play.
All right, Sharon, I'm going to give you some words that contain CH somewhere inside. You anagram them to make new words that start with CH. For example, if I said inch, I-N-C-H, you would say chin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Number one is much, M-U-C-H.
Do you fish?
No.
I think I'll help you with this one then.
Okay.
Chum.
Chum, is it?
Could be.
As in a
buddy, right?
A pal or friend. Yeah. That's right. Here's number two, ochre, O-C-H-E-R.
Chore.
Chore is it. Good. Your next one is peach, P-E-A-C-H.
Cheap
is it. Aches, A-C-H-E-S.
Chase,
good. March, M-A-R-C-H.
Charm.
Uh-huh. Echoic, E-C-H-O-I-C.
Choice.
That's right. Ratchet, R-A-T-C-H-E-T.
Chatter.
Chatter, good job. Arching, A-R-C-H-I-N-G.
Chairing?
No, it can't be a proper name.
C-H-A.
And I'll tell you, if you don't get this, it will be much to your...
Chagrin.
Yeah.
Chagrin, is it? All right, try this one. Snitcher, S-N-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-N-I-T-C-H-E-R?
Right, someone who tattles as a snitcher.
Christen,
that's right.
Yeah.
Good, and here's your last one.
Okay.
Archaism, A-R-C-H-A-I-S-M. And I'll give you a hint. This is something you might look for in a political candidate.
Charisma.
Charisma, nice job.
Nice work, Sharon.
Well, I got warmed up there.
Yeah, I would say you got hot there. Nice work. Well, speaking of charisma and politicians, it is the beginning of the Democratic National Convention. It begins tomorrow. So we asked one of Senator Barack Obama's biggest fans to read the prizes. You may have seen her on YouTube featured in the video for this song.
Hi, my name is Amberlee Ettinger, a.k.a. Obama Girl. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shorts' Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Obama girl. Sharon, I hope you enjoyed that.
I did. That was great.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. But first, before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
WRKF 89.3 in Baton Rouge.
Go for it. Sharon Werner of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, thanks a lot. You were a great guest.
Thank you, too.
All right, Will, what's that challenge you have for us to work on for the next week?
Yes, it's a spinoff of my on-air puzzle. Name a person, as in a title or position, that contains the consecutive letter CH. Switch the CH with the first letter of the word, that is, move the CH to the front and move the first letter to where the CH was. The result will name another person whom the first person tries to catch. What words are these? So again, name a person, a title or position, that contains CH. Move the CH to the front and move the first letter to where the CH was. The result will name another person whom the first person tries to catch. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.